News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Earlier this month, Waterford City and County Council passed a motion which would see social housing tenants fined if they engaged in antisocial behaviour. The proposal has received a mixed response, with some councillors calling it discriminative. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby to Waterford City to speak to those who are for and against the idea.
If antisocial behaviour exists and it's evident, I think a fine should be across the board, regardless of what kind of a housing estate it is, either council or private.
Fine them. If you can get them to pay us. Target every one of them. They're all the same.
Just some of the local reaction in Waterford City to the proposal of fining social housing tenants if they're engaged in antisocial behaviour. A motion has recently been passed which asks the Housing Minister for local authorities to have legal powers to attach a fine to a tenant's rent book. Fianna Fáil's Eamon Quinlan is the councillor who put forward the motion.
We need to do more to tackle antisocial behaviour. We want it to be on a proportional basis. So for the man hours in terms of staff that we pay to deal with an antisocial behaviour out of a house, that they essentially owe that money back to the local authority. So they're repaying society in effect. The reasoning for it was, I suppose, we face antisocial behaviour on a very regular basis. And unfortunately, we have no legal authority or remit whatsoever to tackle antisocial behaviour where it occurs in private housing. However, in relation to council estates, because we have a landlord role, the onus is very much on us, and it's very much said to me by members of the public where they might have a council estate where everyone's, you know, law-abiding, happy, living their lives, and then we'll put in a person or persons into the estate who will start terrorising the estate, making life hell for everybody. And they look to us, I suppose, as the cause of the problem and also the people in charge to solve the problem. Councils are involved in the business of fines. We do it for dog fouling, we do it for cars parked illegally, and you would basically be looking for the minister to set that up so that councils would be, I suppose, legally insulated, that if they issue these fines, the people have the option of either paying them or, I suppose, appealing them to court.
Waterford City and County Council is now awaiting a response from the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, but not all local councillors approve of the idea.
My name is Donald Barry, Independent Councillor of Waterford City South. I believe it was only targeting local authority tenants. It didn't include a mechanism to impose fines on people in private or rented accommodation. Like, the laws need to be applied equally and fairly across all sections of society, not just in local authority estates. Then it is discriminatory. And the Gardaí are the body to deal with criminality, which I think is being classed as antisocial behaviour. Drug dealing is serious criminality. That's not kicking a ball against someone's wall or knocking on their door and running off. That has to be dealt with by the Gardaí and through the courts.
And do you think something like this sends out a bad message, that the criminality and the antisocial behaviour is only happening in certain areas?
I think it does, that it's only being branded as it's only in council estates that this happened, which is far from the reality of it.
Is something like this workable? And if it was to come through, would you campaign against it or stand against it?
Well, if it comes through, it will be a ministerial decision. But I actually think it will be a legal and administrative nightmare for any council to implement.
Independent Councillor Donald Barry there. So what do the locals on the ground think? Is antisocial behaviour a serious issue in Waterford? And would they like to see a measure like this introduced?
There is areas in Waterford City that have bad antisocial behaviour, and it's natural in every city. The Gardaí should do what they need to do and arrest the right people and fine them correctly.
Everyone should really behave appropriately to their neighbours. I just don't understand that.
And would you support this idea of fining those who live in council estates?
It depends on what they've done.
I don't believe it's bad in Waterford, with the exception of maybe one or two outbursts every couple of weeks in a housing estate. And I don't mean particularly private housing or council. I think they're all the same.
I live in a council estate. We have no problems.
And what would you think of fines being handed out for people that take part in antisocial?
Oh yeah, definitely. They should be.
Find them,
yeah.
Councillor Eamon Quinlan says he's been getting a positive response to his motion and believes it's a fair approach.
I've basically been getting high-fived around the streets of Waterford by people living in council tenancies. And I suppose, you know, the answer of, look, that's a Garda issue, you know, we're not getting involved. Waterford Council, as long as all councils around the country, also has a responsibility to tackle it.
For the critics that would say that it's not fair that you're targeting those living in social housing in a different way than private renters.
Politicians will say you shouldn't deal with antisocial behaviour where it arises in council council houses unless you can also deal with it where it arises in private houses. Essentially lets them off the hook for having to deal with antisocial behaviour when it arises in council estates. And that's why I'm being contacted by resident associations and persons in council estates who think this is a fantastic idea. People in local authority housing, they're sick and tired, I suppose, of having their issues not being dealt with because, you know, it mightn't be PC enough looking for politicians. They want politicians to do what they're meant to do, especially at local level when we live in a community, and that's to weed out this problem where it occurs.
And that was Waterford Councillor Eamon Quinlan there describing his motion for local authority tenants to be fined for antisocial behaviour. Do let us know, what do you think? Is this a good idea, or indeed is this discrimination?